and your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, you're gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male chauvinist, you better cross me off of your shopping list. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Moment liberation, it's going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
Junior high, Margaret, all yellow curled, she was the most popular girl. Margaret, she was beautiful. Margaret developed first. We all thought she had all the luck in the world. She never noticed me. What could I give her? I knew someday I would have to forgive her. Ooh, Margaret, dear Margaret. Doo-doo-doo. Hollywood, we all thought she could make it if anyone could. Margaret, she missed the reunion. Margaret, we never heard what became of St. Mary's glamorous girl. Until the day at the video center, man held a tape with a girl on the cover. Bad lingerie on a Cadillac fender. Ooh, Margaret. Dear Margaret, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-da-da-da-da-da, such a lucky girl, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-da-da-da-da-da, how could I ever forget Margaret, Margaret,
love to the wind. Lord, it really What good is it if you never use it? It ain't no good to nobody. What good is it? You might as well throw it away. If somebody tear it off and burn it up, do something with it. What good is it? I want to know, what good is it? It, you know what it is. It. What good is it?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Melvin Van Peebles, the American actor, filmmaker, playwright, novelist, and composer. He's best known as a filmmaker with his feature film debut, The Story of a Three-Day Pass from 1967, based on his own French language novel. In 1971, he released his best-known work, creating and starring in the film Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. It's considered one of the earliest and best-regarded examples of the blaxploitation genre. He just passed away at 89. It's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary for Melvin Van Peebles, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What's the prettiest sight in the world? Some say a white on white or a red on red machine. Some say the connection coming around the corner. Some say a plate of collards or mustards. Prettiest thing I ever seen was Lily. Lily doing the Zampooji. Zampooji, that's what I used to call the funny kind of dance she do. Lily do the Zampooji every time I pull her coattail. Scream and scratch her. Make your heart bust with pride. Lay there, catch her breath, getting herself back together. Then, the greatest thing on earth, she jump up and do that Zampooji, baby. For all she was worth. For me. Lily danced the Zampooji every time I pulled her coattail. I can see it now before me, as plain as day. Do it, Lily. Boom, taka, boom, taka, boom. Do it, Lily. Sometimes I'd lay it to an oven style. So hot we'd almost smother. Lay that pan a little while. Then Lily jumps on her feet. Sweat be running off her head. I'd be running down her leg. She'd smile down. Be like getting baptized or something, Rumi. Be like the Holy Ghost or something calling me. Lord! She grumped when I worked the left side of her street. Get it, baby. That's what she'd whisper. Middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, pouring down rain. When I worked the right side of the street. I ain't scared. Why should I be? I just know she ain't mad at me. Soon I'll see her forever. Sure she be dancing like she used to. But just for me. Lily dances Zampooji every time I pull her coattail. I can see it now before me as plain as day. Do it, Lily. Boom, daka, boom, daka, boom. Do it, Lily. Do it, Lily. Sometimes get it together country style. So hard until we get a Mr. Charlie Horse. Get back that breath and that old cramp be done. Off that old pallet she'd come. Most boss shape ever laid eyes on. The greatest dance ever been done. Tying up over me like some African queen. African queen except for the flypaper in the ceiling. All that mojo shaking and swinging over me. I lay there looking. Happiness ain't even a word for it. When you ball a chick and you know she had a ball, gets up and dancing and everything, that's it, baby. I lay there looking, Jim, 10 feet tall. Her dance was me, Jim. How you gonna explain? What could the judge have understood about Lily doing the Zampooji every time somebody pull a coattail? Lily done the Zampooji every time I pull her coattail. I can see it before me now, as plain as day.
An ultimate radio obituary is for Eddie Paskey, the American actor, best known for playing Lieutenant Leslie on the television series Star Trek from 1966 through 1968. His first television role was in the drama Ben Casey in 1966, but went on to appear in Mission Impossible in the 1966 episode The Ransom. He was on The Lucy Show, 12 O'Clock High, The Wild Wild West, and Please Don't Eat the Daisies. Eddie Paskey just passed away at 81. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
That's it.
All systems neutral, Captain. It's not any of our instrumentation.
What is it, Mr. Spock?
I don't know, Captain. I've never heard anything quite like it. Commencing sensor scan.
Uhura, are you sure nothing's trying to call in?
All instruments functioning normally.
Connors, are you sure there's no ship out there?
Certain, Captain. If there is, it doesn't register on our screens.
How many times have you and members of your family said, "Gee, I wish I could play a musical instrument"? You're not alone. Thousands of people have said just those words. Sure, you say, that's fine, but I can't read music. Well, picture music, created especially for you folks who can't read notes. Now, here's the fun part. You see how, with a flick of the finger, it's possible to play all the different sounds of the orchestra. How about a violin? Variety of sounds you can create with just a flick of the finger. For example, let's try a saxophone. Here's a cute one, the banjo. Church organ. Sure, you say, that's fine, but I can't read music. Everyone likes the music of the Hawaiian guitar. Once you start playing, you will be thrilled by the long-range possibilities of the instrument. But most important of all, you can play now.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Colin Bailey, the British-born American jazz drummer. He joined his first band at the age of 7. The band was The Nibs, and it consisted of 2 accordions, banjo, and drums. From 1958 into the early 1960s, he played in the staff band for the Australia-based Channel 9 television. From there, he went on to play with Bryce Rhode and the Australian Jazz Quartet. That's where he got to back Dizzy Gillespie, Sarah Vaughan, and others. They worked with Miles Davis, Benny Goodman, Terry Gibbs, George Shearing, as well as Frank Sinatra and Chet Baker. He just passed away at 87. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Colin Bailey right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
When it was hip to be hep, I was hep. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man, I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, watching arty French flicks with my shades on. I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Bobby Darin knows my friend. I'm so hip, I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads and whatever the ads say, it's Neatsville. I'll be keeping abreast out in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scuba-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip, I may flip, but I'm hip.
And tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for Bob Moore, the American session musician. He was also an orchestra leader and a double bassist. He was considered a member of the Nashville A-Team during the 1950s and 60s, performing on over 17,000 documented recording sessions, backing popular acts, including Elvis Presley and Roy Orbison. Also note, he was the father of the multi-instrumentalist R. Stevie Moore, the pioneer of lo-fi music. By the time he was 15, he was already playing double bass in a tent show tour with Grand Ole Opry, and at the age of 18, he accepted a position touring with Little Jimmy Dickens. He just passed away at 88. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Bob Moore, starting with one of those songs. And not just any version of the song, but the version of the song. Right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It ended when you Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
People, you're invited tonight to the Riverboat Shuffle. Good people, we got rhythm tonight at the Riverboat Shuffle. They tell me that slide pipe steel is grand. That's Louisiana, so bring your freighter, come and alligator that band. Mr. Kevin on the trumpet. Good people, you'll hear Mollenberg joys. In special orchestration, even my Madonna will be there to strut by the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight. To shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight.
Well, I came to Indiana, not a worry in the world. I didn't have a nickel and I didn't have a girl. I didn't have a buddy and I didn't have a chance. But there's a spot in Indiana that's a bustin' with romance. They call it Naptown, Indiana. Well, I met a pretty baby on the very first day. She was tall and she was skinny, but I liked her right away. I liked the way she walked and I liked the way she danced. And I was crazy about the way she said she knew about romance. They call it Naptown, Indiana. I gotta make a date in Naptown, I-N-D. I gotta make a date in Naptown, I-N-D. Indianapolis, Indiana, that's the place I wanna be. I met another maiden on the very next day. She was sweet and she was charming and I liked her right away. She told me I was handsome and she told me I was sweet. She said she'd see me later if I tell her where we'd meet. They call it Naptown, Indiana. Well, I told her I would meet her when the clock was striking nine. I told her we would go dancing and we'd really have a time. I guess it's kind of sudden for a guy without a chance. But the spot in Indiana is a-busting with romance. They call it Naptown, Indiana. gotta make a date in Naptown, I-N-D. I gotta make a date in Naptown, I-N-D. Indianapolis, Indiana, that's the place I wanna be. I gotta make a date in Naptown, I-N-D. I gotta make a date in Naptown, I-N-D. Indianapolis, Indiana, that's the place I wanna be.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Bob Moore, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Then you're going to hang out with us all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where we will amuse ourselves in a wide variety of ways. It was very tuba heavy this week. Thank you very much, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research. And then we'll be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So like I said, one final tune to wrap up the Bob Moore Ultimate Radio Obituary, Automatron, and then back here next week, all right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
I was feeling kind of poorly, hadn't been looking too fine. I just had to find out what was ailing this old body of mine. So I went to my family doctor to get my temperature and set me straight. Now the first thing he did was to tell me I quit eating every good thing I ate. Then he told old Jerry Lee to stop smoking, lay off of that beer and whiskey. He said, son, you're gonna have to have a little help. And confidentially he looked at Jerry Lee. He shook his head, and then he said, I can pray, and he took my hand and he said, don't boogie woogie when you say your prayer tonight. Son, you can't boogie woogie when you say your prayer tonight. Jerry Lee, you've been over rocking, you know that it ain't right. You better turn on Jesus when you switch out your light. Don't boogie woogie when you say your prayer tonight. He wired me up like spaceman. Then he turned on the cardiograph. The needle went out of sight. The doc turned white. He called in his entire staff. Then he cried out in disbelief. Oh, the killer with stern conviction. He said, if you don't live right, son, you're gonna die of cholesterol constriction. He looked at me. He shook his head. Here's a prescription that I think you're gonna dread. You can't boogie woogie when you say your prayers at night. Turn on Jesus when you turn out your light. Don't boogie woogie when you say your prayer tonight. Woo-hoo! Give it to me now.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Uh-oh.
Legs is funny. She looks down and knows that running.
disgusted. Lonely hearted too. Lord, I'm broken, disgusted. Hey, lonely hearted too. I want you to let me in your house, little girl, so I can have a talk with you. If I can't come in, let me sit down here by your door. If I can't come in, let me sit down here by your door. I'll leave so early in the morning, till your real man will never know. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me sleep down here on your floor. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me lay down here, sleep on your floor. If I walk in my sleep, you're the only one would ever know. If I can't be a full-time lover, let me be your part-time man. If I can't be your full-time lover, let me be your part-time man. If I can't see you when I want to, just let me see you when I can. Your bed, let me lay down here on your floor. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me lay down here on your floor. If I walk in my sleep, you're the only one would ever know. If I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. If I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. Well, I'll show you how a little dog, show you how a little dog can bear a bone. Let me show you. Let me show you. I dare you to let me show you. Let me show you how my baby bone. Let me be a little dog till the big dog come home. Should I say, bow wow.